At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Duval Daily, presented by JenJag.com. I'm Jordan DeLugo. Thank you so much for tuning in here on Tuesday, August 27th. It is roster cutdown day, and the Jaguars, as of 12:45 p.m., have cut their roster down to 53 players. The initial 53-man roster is here. We're going to talk about everybody that's waived, released, and look at the 53-man roster right here, right now. Really appreciate y'all being here. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. So, Jaguars announced they have made the following roster moves, many of which we've already looked at here. But tight end Sean Bowman waived. Cornerback Christian Braswell waived. That was a big surprise. Running back Gary Brightwell waived. Brightwell, he's a guy that made a lot of plays for them in the preseason. Looked strong running the ball. But it was a crowded running back room, right? Wide receiver Joshua Cephas, somebody that had some expectations as an undrafted free agent, did not make the initial 53, right? Defensive end DJ Coleman, not on the initial 53. Wide receiver Elijah Cooks waived, not on the initial 53. Cornerback Eric Hallett, running back Jalen Jackson, another one that I was a big fan of. And then you look at Eric Hallett, that was a late-round pick by the Jaguars in 2023. Offensive lineman Stephen Jones, a rookie this year, undrafted free agent who had a calf injury and got a late start, so not a big surprise there. Quarterback, E.J. Perry, who the Jaguars just signed, was his third stint in Jacksonville. Safety Josh Proctor, wide receiver Austin Trammell, who was very good for the Jaguars throughout the preseason. Offensive lineman Darrell Williams, who was expected to be on the outside looking in, but I do think played fairly well for them. Those are all the players that have been waived. And the Jaguars will likely try to get some of these players back on their practice squad. Waived slash injured is tight end Patrick Murtaugh, who is the international pathway player that had the pretty devastating ankle injury earlier in camp. Released. These are players that are not subject to waivers. They can immediately sign anywhere. Safety Adrian Amos, tight end Josiah DeGuara, who had a very good camp in preseason for the Jaguars. Safety Terrell Edmonds, same thing, very good camp in preseason for the Jaguars. Cornerback Trey Flowers, defensive end Joe Gaziano, offensive lineman Blake Hance, linebacker Tanner Muse, cornerback Amani Oruwariye, and offensive lineman Tyler Shatley, who told Hacker a few weeks back that he was going to retire following the 2024 campaign. We'll see what happens there. Released via injury settlement, quarterback C.J. Beathard. Placed on injured reserve, designated to return. So these are guys that can come back later in the season. Running back Keelan Robinson, safety Andrew Wingard. Both of those were expected, talked about on the show here. And then placed on the reserve slash suspended list, safety Tashaun Gibson. So certainly some surprises, not a ton of surprises, but I think that Christian Brightwell is a big surprise. I thought DJ Coleman probably was going to make this football team. I thought Elijah Cooks had a chance to make this football team. But in my final 53-man roster prediction, I did have most of these guys not making it. I think all of these guys not making it outside of Christian Braswell. So that's kind of how it goes. And then looking at the 53-man roster, who made the team? At quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, Mac Jones, that was expected. At running back, three names, Travis Etienne Jr., Dearness Johnson, Tank Bigsby. Those were the three that were expected to be on the football team. And at wide receiver, Gabe Davis, Brian Thomas Jr., Parker Washington, Devin Duvernay, Christian Kirk, Tim Jones. That was what I predicted there. And it stinks for some of the young guys that are talented, but Tim Jones is a very good special teamer, a guy that will do all the dirty work, right place, right time type of guy, not the most talented receiver. At tight end, they keep the same three that they kept last year: Evan Engram, Britton Strange, Luke Farrell. At offensive line, you've got 10 players here. And these are not in depth chart order. These are in numerical order based on the Jaguars press release here. Javon Foster, rookie fourth round pick, 65. Mitch Morse, starting center. Brandon Scherff, starting right guard. Cole Van Lannen, that is the Jaguars' backup tackle. Walker Little, another backup tackle. Cam Robinson, starting left tackle. Cooper Hodges, backup interior offensive lineman. Ezra Cleveland, starting left guard. Anton Harrison, starting right tackle. And Luke Fortner, backup interior lineman. Which means Blake Hance is not on the roster. Did we say his name already? I think I did have Blake Hance making it, but he is not on the 53-man roster for the Jaguars. At linebacker, Foye Aluakun, Devin Lloyd, Chad Muma, Ventrell Miller, Yasir Abdullah, Caleb Johnson. That is how I predicted that room to go. I think Yasir Abdullah has some hybrid ability as an off-ball linebacker, Sam linebacker, and an edge player.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Defensive backs, they kept 9 defensive backs. Andre Sisco, Darnell Savage, Daniel Thomas, Jarian Jones, DeAndre Prince, who some people kind of question, is he going to make the team? I thought he would make it. Ronald Darby, Antonio Johnson, Buster Brown, Tyson Campbell. Pretty chalky stuff there, nothing crazy. The safety room is looking exactly how I expected it to look. Cornerback room, I had Christian Braswell making it, who did not. So nothing shocking there. Defensive line. We've got 11 players on the defensive line. Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker, Devon Hamilton, Miles Cole. Good for the rookie. 7th round pick. I thought he played his way onto the team. Asezi Otemewo made the football team. That's a guy that made a lot of impact plays throughout training camp in the preseason. So congrats to him. He played his butt off. Eric Armstead on the initial 53, obviously. Tyler Lacy, good for him as well. Jaguars early day 3 pick last year, who I thought had a good camp and preseason. Mason Smith, obviously, on the team. Roy Robertson-Harris, Jordan Jefferson, and Jeremiah Ledbetter. So big defensive line room. I think the Jaguars, they want to be physical up front with this football team. And so the defensive line does not come as a huge surprise. No surprises at specialist, obviously. Logan Cook, Cam Little, Ross Matisic. That's your initial 53. And so there's not a ton of major surprises here. Not a whole lot to comment on there. But overall, I think that, you know, 24 on offense is what I predicted, 26 on defense. It's pretty chalky. There's nothing crazy here outside of Christian Braswell being the biggest surprise and DJ Coleman also being a little bit of a surprise there at edge. And when you look at edge, we've talked about this here, but I want to talk about it again just to reinforce this idea, reinforce this thought. At edge, they currently have Josh Hines-Allen, Trayvon Walker, Miles Cole as, you know, full-time edge players. Eric Armstead is also a defensive end for them. He is listed at defensive end for them. They are going to play him at defensive end quite a bit. I think he will also kick inside, but you have other guys that can also play big end for them, like a Roy Robertson-Harris, a Tyler Lacy, a Mason Smith. They want to be big on the edge. That is how Trent Baalke likes it, but also how Ryan Nielsen defenses have looked. When you look at the Falcons, you look at the Saints before that, they have really big defensive end players. And so that's what you're looking at here, a bunch of big defensive linemen that can play all across this defensive front and play at a high level. And not much else to say here. Fairly chalky. Back into the offensive line room, there were some questions. Was it going to be Blake Hance to make it? Was Cole Van Lannen going to make it? Luke Fortner obviously was going to make it. Javon Foster obviously was going to make it as backups, draft picks that the Jaguars have made the last 3 years ago for Luke Fortner, this year for Javon Foster. Cooper Hodges, you knew they liked a lot, so expected him to be there. Caleb Johnson, back into the linebacker room, very valuable special teams presence. Five corners. Again, the surprise there is Christian Braswell. Is there another move incoming potentially at corner? We will see. But yeah, let me know what y'all think. Comment section below. Jaguars' initial 53-man roster is here. And we've learned of all these releases, all the players that they have decided to move on from. And I mentioned that I didn't see Blake Hance on the released list, but that is incorrect. I probably said it earlier, but Blake Hance was released. So, yeah, Jaguars' initial 53-man roster is here over 3 hours before the deadline. So I do appreciate that. And we're going to hear from Doug Peterson and Trent Baalke around 4:40 p.m. today. I'll be over there at Miller Electric Center talking to the guys about these roster decisions and how they're going to attack this thing moving forward. A number of these players, they will try to get back on the practice squad. I know that according to the report from, I believe it was Ian Rappaport, who reported the Terrell Edmonds cut first. Yes, it was. They do want Terrell Edmonds back on the practice squad if possible. That's the plan if he doesn't sign elsewhere. So there's going to be a lot of these names sticking around here if possible, if other teams aren't, you know, trying to pick them up and add them to their active rosters. So it's not the end of the road for all these guys in Jacksonville. It certainly is not. And we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. But initial 53 is here. Let me know what y'all think in the comment section below. If you appreciate the content, please like, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Y'all have a good one.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.